Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected Oklahoma farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Paid for by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of Oklahoma farmers.
Conditions have never been better for Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services in Stillwater explains LRP and what it's designed to do.
It's designed to help you with the risk. It's designed to put a floor on your cattle to leave that topside risk protection open. You can insure as minimum as one head. You can insure as many as 1,000 head on one specific coverage endorsement today.
For more information, go to farmdataservices.com or give them a call at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. Well, year-end numbers from the U.S. Meat Export Federation, or USMEF, have been released for 2024 for beef and pork exports. We caught up with Joe Shuley at CattleCon to give us the latest update on beef.
Yes, I think we entered 2024 with a lot of concerns about the production challenges. Beef production actually held up pretty well, and so we were able, I would say, exports therefore exceeded expectations. They were not record large. Our record year was in 2022 when we had record production, but the percentage of production exported stayed pretty steady and at very high values. And so exports, export volume in 2024 was steady with the previous year, down just a fraction of a percent, and then export value was up 5%. So what we are exporting is commanding very strong prices.
Cattle producers can feel good about those end-of-the-year numbers.
Well, exactly. And one metric that we always keep an eye on is the export value per fed head slaughtered, and because that kind of takes into account where we are on the production side. And when you look at export value per fed head, that came in at $415 per head. And again, that's not a record, but it's a very strong number. I mean, that's up a lot from just a few years ago.
There's been lots of challenges this year, but so far we have overcome.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we face a number of it's been challenging few years for the pork industry. Things have taken an upturn lately in terms of profitability, and we like to think that exports are a big driver of that. Again, we look at that export value per head slaughtered. We were up over $66 in 2024, and that's a new record. And so very strong returns to the producer, and I think a real source of optimism. International demand with European pork production facing a lot of challenges. I think we see an opportunity to gain more and more market share.
Once again, that's Joe Shuley with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero. Extreme drought also at zero. Severe drought or worse. Conditions unchanged at 0.33% since January the 2nd. Moderate drought conditions have increased 7.75% this week, up from last week's 5.24 on January the 16th. Abnormally dry or worse conditions also increasing to 68.31, which is up from 26.11% last week. Then according to the 6 to 10 day rain day outlook, western third of the state leaning about a 33-40% chance of precipitation through February the 15th. Except for the tip of the panhandle, they have about a 40-50% chance of rain, as in the eastern two-thirds of the state. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 14th at Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.